This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'm so happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe, Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. So glad to be back here again. And so great to hear your voice on the radio every day again.
Thank you so much. And it's always nice to talk about animals with you. And we always do a show before the holiday season. And this time we're doing it before Thanksgiving instead of before Christmas, because there's a lot of things that people should know about animals and holidays.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, the holidays are so much fun for everyone involved, but you got to think about your furry friends as well. Is it fun for them? So really, what I like to think about is, does your dog or cat enjoy people? So usually if you have a lot of people coming over, you might think about, would that stress out your animal? Would that stress out your family? Would it make out, you know, if a dog is not uncomfortable with somebody? You know, a lot of people just set up a safe zone for their dogs. They kind of, some dogs like to be a part of the family, but they can also be separate with a little gate or something like that in a bedroom, or put them in a bedroom with music going and just let them have a spa day while you're out partying with a spa day with the family. Yeah, I know some people put on music or videos for the dog, and they just give them a chew toy or a bone or something that really can enrich their lives and make them be safe and happy for the holidays.
I think that dogs really like, I mean, cats are a whole different thing, but this is true for cats too. Dogs really often want to be part of the family. And if you are making the most fabulous meal of all time that contains lots of meat and turkey and things like that, you probably should put a little aside for your dogs.
That's,
you know,
right.
I mean, maybe instead of the afternoon feeding of dog food, you give them the afternoon feeding of a little bit of turkey and stuffing.
I don't know if you noticed this, but the dog food, if you've gone to the pet store and seen these incredible menus that they have for dog foods now, they actually have Thanksgiving dinner dog food.
No
yes,
way.
Yes, they do. I've seen it. It looks good enough to eat, and it's great for the dog as well.
But they still want what you want.
They
still
do.
Want
they,
what you're, what yeah, you're eating.
You have to think about what's healthy for them and what's good for them. That's the thing about holidays and the food that we have. It's usually rich, and that's not really, you don't want to change your dog's diet so quickly. If you can give them little treats and things like that, but you don't want to give them like a Thanksgiving dinner, because...
No, I'm not talking about the cranberry sauce and sweet potatoes and apple pie and Brussels sprouts, but just a little bit of turkey.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about turkey. What do you think? Is it all right to give dogs? Because a lot of people think it's not so great to give dogs.
I think it's good.
Yeah. And so...
What do you think? You don't think so?
I think, yeah, obviously I do. I let my dogs have a little nibble here and there, but it's moderation, and also not the fat or stuff like that. The gristle,
right,
or the bones especially are bad. For cooked bones are just not good for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And definitely no sweets, and above all, no grapes and no chocolate.
Oh, very good. That was the top of the list. A lot of people don't realize, you know, and different types of chocolate are worse for dogs. Like baking chocolate is the worst kind for dogs.
Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah,
because it has the most whatever that is, theanine. Or
exactly,
whatever.
That yeah. That's very toxic. Can be very toxic to animals. I've known dogs who've eaten some chocolate and they have a lot of accidents and throw it up and stuff like that, and they're fine. But it depends on the size of the dog and what kind of chocolate they eat. The darker the chocolate, the worse it is for them.
My 17-pound Jack Russell Terrier ate a bunch of chocolate and was completely fine. We were terrified.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but that dog's so tough.
But let's not risk it.
Risk it. Yeah, don't risk it, because he could have died if he'd had more.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit about how you're preparing this meal. I mean, I don't know about your dogs, but my dogs have full run of the kitchen, but those guys are underfoot every single step of the way.
Yeah.
Zach just decides that the refrigerator is a place to set, because that's where he's, because I have to, like, walk over him. I would recommend people using those gates, something to block them out, and maybe
keep them out of the kitchen.
Yeah, you can have safe areas. The kitchen is not a great place for a dog to be.
Of course, they'll stand outside the gate and howl.
Maybe, or just wait patiently until you give them some attention.
Okay, so Thanksgiving with the dogs, and ladies and gentlemen, remember the same thing, because the same thing goes for Christmas. So Meanwhile, what's going on over the shelter? You've got quite a lot of animals right now.
We do, and so we've been able to find a lot of homes for animals, but we also have just where our shelter is full. So we are, it just happens sometimes, and we think this is a great time to adopt, so we're encouraging people to come and adopt their animal, their pet of their dreams, so to speak. And we have a couple of specials going on. One is called Love is Ageless. We're doing this in connection with, in partnership with Best Friends Animal Society, where they are, it's a nationwide promotion to take a look at senior animals and really those animals that maybe overlooked or people, you know, they always want to see the puppies or kittens, but, you know, those senior dogs. And I'm not talking really old, just a 4-5 years and older for dogs. And
5 years is in their prime.
Is in their prime. And so
they've often got another 10 years ahead of them.
Oh, yeah. And I swear the first 5 years are the worst for a lot of dogs. I had a black lab, and she was a terror for 5 years. And after the fifth year, she just kind of became a really loving dog. I mean, she was always a loving dog, but she insisted on running all the time. So it was great for me. I loved to jog. But she would, like, take my running shoes out, and when she was, like, obsessed with it.
She would take your shoes out and say,
it's time to go.
Then it's time to run.
And I'm going like, no, we're sleeping in. Anyway, and so we're going to waive the adoption fee for all those senior animals through November. So Love is Ageless, and I just encourage people to take home a golden oldie.
And, you know, there's a number of... I ran into a family at the park the other day, a woman and her mother, who was an elder and I think had lost her sight, and the mother really wanted a dog. And we were talking about maybe she would get a senior dog because she wouldn't have to deal with having a puppy. Because if you're an older person, you might want a dog who's a little more quiet.
I totally agree. And really, that's what we try to do at the shelters. We try to match lifestyles with the dog's lifestyle, essentially. So we would really encourage people who are maybe sedentary to look for a couch potato.
Yeah.
You know? maybe they don't want to walk. All dogs, you know, they love to be outside, but they don't need a long walk. Especially the older ones. I mean, they need exercise, and it's nice to go outside with them. But generally, you know, look for the temperament that you most want.
So this is going on through
November.
November.
Yes.
So November's coming to an end pretty quickly. So get yourself, ladies and gentlemen, over to the animal shelter.
Yes.
And pick up your loving senior dog. Do you have any favorites over there right now?
Well, I have all of them are favorites, of course. It's very difficult to pick which ones. But I did bring not a senior dog, but I brought a picture of Noodle. Noodle is this kind of fluffy white dog who came in. It was a stray, and he had an eye injury. And we had to remove his eye, but he's perfectly fine. He's a really sweet dog. And
he's the cutest thing I've ever
seen.
He's
very cute. I had a one-eyed dog growing up, Thumper, a little Cocker Spaniel. I love that dog. So
this is a 2-year-old Cairn Terrier mix, and as you say, he's goofy and wiggly.
Oh, yeah. He's very
and,
sweet.
And one-eyed dog. But, I mean, that's like,
it's
fine.
Pirate. It's pirate, right?
Well, yeah, it's a pirate. All I can say is Noodle is very, very, very cute. All right, so Noodle is up for adoption at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, along with a bunch of other senior dogs. And then there's a kitty with a Star. A headdress.
Yeah, I love Star. Star came in months ago, and she had severely injured herself because her skin was so terrible that she just really tore into her. And we were able to correct most of that. Through her allergies, through lots of different methods. But now, so far, we haven't been able to cure it completely, and we're still working on it. But she wears a cozy, a kitty cozy, so around her neck, so she doesn't scratch and destroy that.
Okay, so it's just like a little, what is it called, balaclava?
I call it a beer cozy. It's truly a beer cozy that you, I don't know, and so our veterinarian just cuts holes in it and makes it. I don't know. She looks kind of cute.
That's a nice kitty.
She's a very special kitty. She's been hanging around the shelter quite a while, and she'll be in the, you know, we just let her have full run of like the clinic or office space. And that's the best thing about the shelter. We always try to get these animals everywhere, so they just get used to different kinds of circumstances. And she's just a fun cat. So come in and adopt Star and get your own special kitty.
Excellent. So what else do you have going on at the shelter right now?
So, as you know, we'll be, it's the holiday, so we'll be closed Thursday and Friday.
Thanksgiving and the day after.
Yes. And but of course, we're not really closed. We have a lot of volunteers working there and doing different things. But so I would encourage people to come in today and adopt, or wait till the weekend. But so
or Wednesday.
Yes, or Wednesday. And then, so we have some great things coming up. We have a campaign that's going on right now. It's called Light Their Way Home. It's our first time we've done this. And basically, for a donation, we will put the name, your name or your pet's name or anybody's name on the Fairly tote bag. And then we're going to light them on December 18th. We hope to raise enough money to just do the whole entrance of the shelter. We can imagine a whole line of Feralitos, and each one represents an animal. And so we just think it's going to be a beautiful imagery. And then for that day, we'll also have hot chocolate, and we'll actually have luminarias in our, this little courtyard, and we'll light a Christmas tree. It'll be fun. So it's called Light Their Way Home, and people can learn about it on our website at sfhumanesociety.org or on our Facebook page.
sfhumanesociety.org.
Yes.
One of the things that the animal shelter does, and I'm continually struck by what a sophisticated animal shelter, the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is, thanks to the intense support of the community and the intense efforts of the staff and volunteers. There are so many shelters that are having such a hard time and have more pets than they can handle and not enough staff and unpleasant conditions. I mean, I was talking to somebody who was mentioning a dog that they got in a really terrible shelter in a very poor part of the state. And, I mean, not that the shelter was terrible, though I'm sure people are doing the best they can, but the shelter here is really amazing. And one of the things that you have is a community outreach program.
That's right. So I just wanted to say it's because of Santa Fe that we're able to have such a beautiful shelter and do so much with the animals here. And people expect it from us. They want us to do what we can to just about every single animal that comes through our door, and we do. So we were fortunate enough to get a grant from from the Humane Society of the United States and PetSmart Charities to really do community outreach. And this is very specific for underserved areas in our community. And we've had two community outreach events. But we also go door-to-door and talk to people about their animals. And they're really targeted for underserved areas that people may not realize all the programs that we have at the shelter. And these community outreach events that we've had, they've been phenomenal, successful. They're over in the south side of town, and they're word of mouth. And the first time we did in March, we had over 200 people show up for free vaccinations and to learn about the shelter services. And then we had one in October that also hit about 150 people. So, and most of those people didn't realize that we offer free spay and neutering and all different kinds of services, thanks to the contributors. We have free spay and neutering twice a week at our Southside Clinic. If people want to book an appointment, they can call 474-6422 and learn about it. And so we found that reaching a lot of people who may not know about it is really effective in really serving our area. And so we created a community outreach program because of that experience. It's really, and Kelly Moore, she does our Gatos de Santa Fe program and also what we're focusing on dogs as well. And so we'll be going around into certain specific areas and talking to people about just all the services that are available. It's really about developing a relationship. And the national studies have shown a lot of people, they may not they may love their animals, but they might not know what the best thing to do for their animals is.
Which is so true. I mean, that's how so many of us grew up. We loved our animals, but I had this golden retriever named Taffy who I got for my 6th birthday, and we really didn't know anything about training. We put her in her, she had a big pen, but we never walked her. And she was going crazy all the time. And when I look back on it, she was trying so hard to communicate her needs, and we didn't listen because we didn't have the eyes to see.
Yeah, it's really interesting that how our relationship with animals has changed over the years. I was thinking about that just coming in this morning about how growing up, it was just like you. We had all these dogs and these cats, and we just let them be. And they're fine, but we didn't really know their needs. And now we know, now children have become more like, our pets have become more like children, or they're so much more a part of our family. And that's I think that's great. But also, it's really interesting trying to see what these animals are trying to communicate to us. Like that we were just talking about matchmaking and how important that is, and how making sure that you know, a lot of times dogs are just dogs, and they need to run and play and have an enriching life. And most of those behaviors that you don't like come from the fact that they are trying to tell you what they want, and you're just not getting it. So we started a session of behavior training classes. Hannah Padilla is doing that, and so that's what
she's great.
She's great, yeah. And so she's been doing it. They're full right now, but we're going to keep doing them just for. And there's a break for shelter animals, and we also offer puppy classes. And I was just at a conference where they actually offer training for cats. So,
what?
Yes, it's true. And it's really working successfully in Corvallis in Oregon. And this woman, it was just amazing talking to her and showing the videos of having cats do clicker training. So they'll set and you ask them to do it, whatever. This one cat jumped really high to get a treat, and they did a clicker training on it, and cats walking around on leashes and doing just really dog-like things.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really phenomenal, and I hope that we can bring that to our shelter as well. One thing about the shelter that I really appreciate and love is the fact that we look at what's going on in the community, and then we think, how do we address that, bad or good, So that's why we want to do more training, because a lot of people like you, they have these dogs, and they're going like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? So we're there to help people understand better how to have a great relationship. That's what it's all about.
One thing I've been noticing, there's a lot of people who are adopting pit bulls, which is a beautiful thing, because pit bulls are hard to adopt out.
They are.
And a lot of people are scared of them and so on. And I would like to say, if you're going to adopt a pit bull, know that you're going to have to train your dog.
Yes.
Now, all dogs need training, but, I have this little 12-pound dog, and if she acts out, if she pulls on the leash, she can't pull me over because she weighs 12 pounds. But if you've got a 60-pound dog that's just...
of all muscle.
Pure muscle.
Yeah.
And it's not trained, that dog can do damage, not because there's anything wrong with the dog, but because it's not trained.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And that's goes all back to matchmaking. You don't want an energetic dog if you're not prepared for it. So pit bulls are great. And generally, pit bulls love people. Sometimes they have a little bit of problems with other dogs, and that's something that you can work with, or just have one dog. Yeah. A lot of people, all our dogs go out every single day. We walk them, and they go into something called play groups, which has been a phenomenal success at our shelter, because we learn so much about those dogs when they're at play with other dogs. And we welcome anybody to come and watch these dogs at play, because they have an idea of what kind of energy level that dog is going to have when they're in a home. And so these play groups, we can find out what kind of play they do, also if they get along well with dogs. And dogs teach other dogs so much, and it's so important for dogs to be around other dogs and people and to be exposed to so many different things, so they don't get into trouble, so they don't like, who's that guy with a hat? It's really interesting how some dogs, for whatever reason, don't like men, or they are worried.
And some of them have been abused
or neglected in some way. And so we always want to make sure that the dog understands that any interaction is going to be a positive interaction. That's why we have a lot of treats and we have a lot of foster dogs in our offices and things like that. If you come to our shelter, we all have baby gates, and there's always a dog peeking around the corner at you. It's fun, but...
The Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society is a wonderful place, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been there, it is a wonderful place to visit. Do know that you might fall in love.
Multiple times, we hope. But it's a lot of people think of the shelter or any shelters as being such a sad and depressing place, but we work hard to make sure that you understand that it's not a sad place. It's a happy place, and the majority of these dogs are going to have happy outcomes.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. You can find out more by calling 983-4309. And you can also go to sfhumanesociety.org.
Yes.
Anything else you want to let people know before we go today?
You are, our Facebook page is fun, and I just think, you know, we have this Love as Ages program, so please come adopt and check out a senior pet. And we'll also have a special in December, but hopefully I can come back and tell you all about that.
Okay, we will count on that. Ben Swan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.